Welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is one that we are kind of pumped for. It's kind of something that the lad is super into these days, and probably many people at the car, in the car or at home are into as well. We're going to be quizzing you on the top internet trends of the past few years. And so how well do you think you know your internet trends?
Pretty well.
Yeah. Well, for those of you that are just joining our podcast for the first time, or those of you joining for the 105th time, I think.
I can't keep track of this time.
It's been a lot of times. We just wanted to talk a little bit about what our podcast is made up of. How does it work? We're going to be sending 15 questions your way about internet trends. The first five are going to be easy questions that most people in the car at home can be able to answer. And then the questions are going to get harder every five questions until we get to the most difficult questions that we've got. So this first round, pretty easy. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. Here we go. Internet Trends, Trivia Tots, question one. What is the name of the yellow electric-type creature that is the face of the Pokemon franchise?
Pikachu.
Pikachu is correct. So Pikachu is an icon in meme culture. You'll find a lot of memes made up of Pikachu and other Pokemon too, but yeah. So I'm reading that Pikachu's name comes from Pika, which is the sound of an electric spark, and Chu, which is the sound a mouse makes. Do you think that's right?
Not that much.
No, you don't think so?
No. Okay. Also, in my opinion, so far, like, and I'm saying, like, not saying, like, the franchise itself, but, like, Pokemon trading cards kind of fell off.
Did they?
Yeah.
Maybe with your age group. I think actually, believe it or not, Pokemon trading cards in my age group have actually, I think, increased, because I think people realize that they can buy them and make a lot of money with them now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think older folks are now kind of onto it and saying, hey, if I buy these cards with my extra money, I can maybe make a little bit of money on this. So yeah, I think that the Pokemon cards, like being a game that you play and all that stuff, I think are not as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Question two. What 2010s dance trend involves throwing your head into the crook of your elbow while raising your other arm? So the lad, you can't see him right now, but he's trying to test it out. You put your head in the crook of your elbow. So put your head in your elbow and raise your other arm straight out.
I don't know. Oh, tab.
I just had to kind of demonstrate for him. Yes, when you put your, I should put maybe say your face into the crook of your elbow, and then you stick your other arm straight out, it is called the dab. That is correct. Now, that started off as like kind of like the hip-hop dance scene, and then it just kind of became a huge phenomenon, and everybody started doing it. Athletes were doing it. Politicians started doing it. Average everyday dads started dabbing, and then it got really, really out of hand, and then we stopped doing it. The second dads start doing things, it's got to stop.
Yeah, because it's always so cringe.
It's true. Question three. Which social media app is famous for 15 to 60 second videos and many, many viral dance challenges?
TikTok.
TikTok is correct. Yeah, TikTok was banned for a while. We actually had talked
24
about,
hours.
Yeah, we talked about that in our, what trivia was that? That was recent. That was a couple episodes ago. Didn't we talk about that? That the app was banned? Was that in the 2010s trivia maybe? Or no, 2020? I don't remember what it was. All the trivia is starting to meld together. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure we had a question on that recently. But yeah, I'm not a TikToker. I don't watch it. I've never created an account.
We have some family members who are on the TikTok shop.
We do?
Yeah.
The cousin?
Well, I said some, but and the aunt.
Oh, are they in the TikTok shop?
Yeah.
What kinds of things do they get in the TikTok shop?
Remember the shoulder massager?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yep. There's a lot of weird things in the TikTok shop.
Yes.
Yep. Question number 4. Which Disney movie gave us the very viral song "We Don't Talk About Bruno"?
Encanto.
Encanto is correct.
This movie kind of fell off, pretty much fell off too.
Well, it happened in like kind of towards the middle of the end of the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, no one had anything to watch. And so it was a smash hit because everybody just needed something. And so Disney was able to finish off Encanto and release it. And it was like, kind of what everybody needed at the time. And all the songs went viral. And in fact, it was actually the first Disney song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. So like, that's like a list of the popular songs since A Whole New World in 1993. So that long since a Disney hit was number one.
Wow.
Kind of cool. You were all about that song.
Yep.
And we watched a lot of Encanto. It was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. Question 5. Which YouTuber is famous for his massive giveaways and last to leave challenges?
Mr. Beast
is correct. What's his real name? Do you remember?
Jimmy Donaldson.
Jimmy Donaldson. Yep. He has turned his videos where he kind of gives money away and other things into an empire.
Yeah.
He has a TV show on Prime.
That is literally copy, paste, make all the guards, masks, like panthers. It's just copy and paste of Squid Games.
Yeah, it really does feel like it. If you've watched it, they took some things from Squid Games and then kind of took some Survivor things and a couple other things. But yeah, an interesting show. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. That is 5 questions in. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now, folks, the questions are about to get a little more difficult. So the questions 6 through 10, we call
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question 6. What is the most viewed YouTube video of all time?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark do 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 is correct. Pink Fong put that one out. It was the first YouTube video to ever hit 10 billion views.
That's at 16 billion, I think.
16 billion. It's just crazy stuff.
It was so good, though.
Sure. Yeah. We watched a lot of Baby Shark in our house, too. Question 7. What color is the Among Us character most often associated with being sus?
Red.
Red is correct. So what is sus short for?
Suspicious.
Suspicious. So yeah, people have, like, it's been added to like dictionaries even as like, it's such a common word that we've actually included it in dictionaries now that's sus. But yeah, why is red sus? Do you know?
because red is usually like the common color connected to like malevolence.
Oh, okay. So they're up to no good. Red is up to no good.
Yeah.
All the time. Interesting. Question 8. In the "this is fine" meme, what kind of animal is sitting in a room that is on fire?
This is one of my favorite memes. The dog.
A dog is correct. I'm not going to lie. I think I speak for a lot of the adults that doesn't it just kind of feel like life today when you look at the current events and you look at the news and you look at all the things around it, that we're all just sitting in a room that's on fire that says, this is fine. But yes, the dog's name is Question Hound. Did you know that?
No.
So it comes from a web comic called Gun Show. I don't know. I've never seen it before, but that's where that meme comes from. But yeah, that meme has kind of been everywhere. It is a great meme.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to use, especially these days. It's real easy. It's very relatable. Question 9. The 2014 Ice Bucket Challenge involved dumping a bucket of freezing water on yourself to raise money for a charity to fight what disease?
Cancer?
Cancer is a great guess, but incorrect. Incorrect. So the disease that we were raising money for during the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Can I take another shot at?
Sure.
What does it start with?
It's three, the letter. Three letters. A.
I don't know.
Does not know. That's okay. It is a, unfortunately, a very debilitating disease called ALS. ALS, or also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But it is a, it's a disease that unfortunately we don't have a cure for right now. And there's been research done to predict like how and who is going to get ALS or what are those types of things, but also trying to just develop some treatments and cures to help prolong people's lives with the disease. But yes, it's a very worthy cause to dump some freezing water over your head. Because if you dumped your water over your head, you made a donation. And so they were actually, they said that the Ice Bucket Challenge raised over $115 million for ALS research. Just dumping ice water over your head. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
I did it. Yep. I was at the cottage on the end of the dock, and I had to dump freezing water over my head. Mom yelled at me because I didn't have a big enough reaction.
Don't you have to, like, nominate someone to do it?
I did. I don't remember who I nominated after that. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and find my video. Question 10. What does SMH stand for in text speak?
I don't know.
He does not know. The answer is shaking my head. Shaking my head. So it's kind of used to like express like you're disappointed in something. Like you didn't know this answer. SMH. Would you ever use that in your text conversations? You would not use that? No?
No.
That's like old guy texting.
We usually use IDK.
Okay.
That's, I don't know. LOL for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, and you don't text that often either.
No, not that much.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. 10 questions in. Emmett's doing great. But now, folks, the questions that are about to get incredibly difficult. So brace yourselves, because we call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What is the real name of the famous Grumpy Cat that became an internet sensation?
I don't know.
He does not know. Take a guess.
Garfield.
Garfield. That's a great cat name. Totally makes sense. Incorrect, however. The name of the grumpy cat in real life is tartar sauce. They named their cat tartar sauce.
I've never really seen the grumpy cat meme.
No, you have. It's like the it's like a white, gray, brownish cat that's got this face that is like, and it's all sad, and it's like a very grumpy looking cat. I guarantee you, you've seen it. You just might not remember it, but grumpy cat's everywhere, or at least was everywhere. Question 12. In 2015, the internet fought over the color of a specific piece of clothing. Some saw it as white and gold, and some saw it as blue and black. What was that item of clothing?
Socks
is incorrect. So this internet sensation comes from the year you were born. So you weren't on the internet at that point reading about this?
No.
No. Well, the thing that was driving the internet crazy, the answer we were looking for is a dress. So for those of you that are too young to remember 2015, there was a dress, and it was a picture of a dress. And apparently, because of the lighting and your monitor and all that stuff, sometimes when some people would see the dress, they would see the dress as the colors white and gold. And then some people would see it and it would look like it was blue or black. And it depended on like what picture you were looking on and the lighting of the room and all that stuff. And it would change colors. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Really weird. So science proved that the dress was actually blue and black, but the lighting conditions made it look different. So for those of you that were team blue and black on the dress, you were right.
Are you?
No, I think I saw it as white. So I was wrong. Question 13. Charlie Bit My Finger was one of the first massive viral videos. What country were the boys from?
The UK.
The UK. Or England. We'd take England as well. Is correct.
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie bit me. That really hurt. It's a great video. Folks, if you have not watched Charlie Bit My Finger, it is an endearing video of a boy and his, well, I'm assuming his little brother. And Charlie bites his brother's finger. And hilarity ensues. It's pretty great. Did you know that family sold that video as an NFT? So you can take like digital things and sell them now. So they sold the video itself for over $760,000 in 2021.
Wow.
They sold it for like $750,000. It's pretty crazy. All because Charlie bit me. Question 14. What was the name of the world-famous gorilla whose 2016 story sparked millions of memes?
Harambe!
Harambe is correct. Harambe memes were so popular, they actually influenced like the write-in vote during the 2016 election, that like tons of people wrote in Harambe for president. Pretty wild stuff. I mean, enough that you know who Harambe was, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago. And you still, I mean, that meme's as old as you, and you still know about it. So that's how popular it was. And finally, question number 15. What was the name of the first social media site to reach 1 million monthly active users back in 2004?
MySpace
is correct. Nice job. Do you know the name of everyone's first friend on MySpace?
No.
So MySpace was kind of like Facebook, where you would create a web page and you could share what you wanted about yourself on it, but then you could connect to other people's MySpaces and those people became your friends. So when you first created a MySpace, everybody got one friend, and that friend was the creator of MySpace. His name was Tom. And Tom had the same picture from the beginning to the end, and it still is there. So if you look up MySpace Tom, he has like, I believe, like a white t-shirt on. You'll see him. It's a very, very famous picture. So everybody had a name, one of the co-founders named Tom, or I should say everybody had a friend named Tom. And that's going to do it for Internet Trends Trivia. Emmett did great. That you only missed like one or two in that one. That was a good one. Good job. Hopefully you are at home in the car, did just as well and enjoyed the trivia just as much as we did. If you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy any of our episodes, we would love it if you would give us a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening on. And maybe even leave us a comment. Those comments and reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can find us on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram, at DadLadTrivia. Send us a DM there. We'd love to hear from you there. Any last thoughts on internet trends? What's your favorite internet trend happening right now, do you think?
I don't know.
No? Do you have like a favorite meme or anything? GIF?
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
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 It's not graphic.
The guy who made
footage.
It.
Footage.
The guy who made it says it's a GIF.
Okay, whatever.
And on that note, folks, thank you so much for tuning in and tuning in each and every week. We would not do this trivia without your support. So thank you so much. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.